Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, to the world around you, and every little aspect in between. Today, we're going to be talking about a couple of different audience questions. One about a pretty common fear of manifesting and holding off trying out of fear of doing it wrong, screwing it up, getting a bad result. And then another question that I get all the freaking time, you know, what do you do for marketing? I don't. Well, then how do you get clients? So this is hilarious. I get this question, no kidding, at least once a month, usually by somebody trying to sell me marketing services, but we'll talk about that as well. We'll begin with the manifesting question because it's far, far, far more important. Before we get started today, quick shout out to new listeners in Toronto, Canada. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad to have you on board. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, you can click the link in the show notes. That will take you to the Connect page, the community page over at CatherineColleen.com, where you there's a little form there. You can tell me where you're from, send in your questions. I will anonymize them and then use them to help others, writing a response directly to you first, and then it'll come out some weeks later as an article, and then even later as podcast to help other people. If you have a question, I guarantee tons of other people around the world have the exact same question. And so you're not just helping yourself, you're helping everybody else too. So let me know. So first question. Comes from right here in Virginia, where I'm hanging out right now. The question is, I have to admit, I've been holding off trying to manifest anything because I'm terrified that I will ask for the wrong thing or get it in a bad way. I'm paralyzed by trying to make the perfect request. Help! I hear you. This is, number one, it's good that you're a little bit afraid of your power. That's legit, and that's good. So, okay, breathe. There is no expectation here. You do not ever have to manifest anything if you don't feel ready. That's number one. Don't feel like you have to. You don't have to do anything. And while it's true that you should craft your requests carefully, there's a few best practices that can help you kind of get over this fear of your own power, which again, I say is healthy, but we do want to get it out of the way. The fear of your own power is a healthy thing. This is a good thing. And it will make sure that you craft your requests carefully. And what that tells me is that you understand the extent of your influence. Because the first time that you really fully understand the extent of your influence, you will be terrified. And so that tells me exactly where you are in terms of the stages. And this is great because you are right on the edge of a phenomenal, phenomenal life. I bet you're kind of already there for the most part at really connecting with your divine self. So this is great. That being said, we really do want to be careful. Be careful what you wish for, right? That phrase doesn't come from nowhere. So let's talk about what you're really afraid of, because there are two different things here that you mentioned. First of all, you're afraid that you won't get what you want, and that will cause you to doubt your influence, and that will cause you to doubt your entire growth process. What if it doesn't work? That's the first legitimate fear that causes people to not try. The solution to this one is you will get it. Just start small. And imagine a small, inexpensive product that would make your life easier. This is a great place to start. If you're not sure where to start or you're afraid that it may not work out, just start with a small object. Think of a thing, a product that you wish existed but you're not currently aware of. Something small, something relatively inexpensive, but something that would make your life easier. You know, I wish I had a thing that did X. And think of that. Start there. These are the easiest. And, you know, then work your way up to bigger stuff like jobs, relationships, and money. And here's the cool thing. You don't have to believe that it will work. If you do it right, it works every time. So start small and start simple. This is a skill. This is a capability that you are building. You're just building a skill like anything else. You're going to want to practice it. You're going to want to start small. And you're going to want to work your way up to more challenging material. And that will help you gain that confidence of, what if it doesn't work, right? So the number one fear is, what if it doesn't work? And then I think that I suck, and then I feel bad about myself, or I question this whole process and things like that. It will work, but start small because you're building a skill. Things, objects, something, you know, a product that does whatever is the easiest thing to start with. So just start there. And just follow the process and let go. I say that like it's easy. I recognize that it's not. But that's how I would handle the first fear. The second fear is that you'll get what you want. The first is that you won't get it. The second is that you will. You can be afraid that you're going to get what you want, but because your request was based on a negative emotion, you'll get it under negative circumstances. This is very legit. When you make a request, when you decide to manifest something into your life, I don't care what it is, a thing, a person, a job, an opportunity, an experience, some money, you want to really, really be careful about why you are asking for this. You want to really deeply analyze before you ask for it, understand why you're asking for it. What is the emotional basis for asking for this? So let me give an example. Money is the number one thing that everybody asks for. Does that make it wrong? No, ask for money. Go get money. It's cool. Money is great. Money is freedom. Money allows you to do things. Go get some money. But you better understand why you want that money. Are you asking for money out of fear of not having money? Is it a fear of lacking that's making you ask for this? That's making you want it? Because if you're asking for money because you're afraid, then you're going to get your money. But you're going to get it in a fearful way. For example, you may ask for money because you're afraid to not have money. And you get your money, but you get your money because you got hit by a bus. Ooh, well, I didn't want it like that. Well, maybe you should have been more specific. You got to analyze why you want it. If you're asking for money because money is freedom, if you're asking for money because money is a chance to give, now you're asking for money from if the true root, and be sure not to fool yourself about this, if the true root of why you want this is giving or freedom or love or excitement or growth, good positive things, then that money will come in good positive ways. Do you see? Money is not inherently good or bad. It's only what we make it. It's the energy that we charge it with, positive or negative. It's the emotion that we charge it with. It's the emotion that is the basis for why we want it. If you want money because money is freedom, You're charging that desire for money with the emotion of freedom. And so that means that money is going to come in a way that promotes freedom, that multiplies freedom. And that could look like a lot of things. So be careful why you want it, right? If you want a love relationship, this is the second most common thing that everybody asks for. If you want a love relationship, I want you to be careful to analyze why. Oh, don't we all want a love relationship? Well, sure. But why do you want it? Because you're scared to be alone? You gotta be really brutally honest with yourself why you want what you want. And if you are brutally honest with yourself, then you make choices to manifest things that are based on positive emotions. Because remember, anything you do, any choice you make, I don't care if it's what you're manifesting or what you're just going out in the world today to do, any choice you make will multiply the emotion at the root of it. No matter what that is. No matter what that emotion is, it will be multiplied. You'll get the result of whatever you do, whatever you say, whatever you ask for, will multiply the emotion that's at the root of it. So step one is being very, very cognizant. There's that theme again. Being aware of why you're doing what you're doing. Why are you choosing what you're choosing? Why are you asking for what you're asking for? And be really freaking brutally honest with yourself. And make sure that you are acting and speaking and manifesting from a place of positive emotion, positive intent. And just make requests from a place of joy, love, connection, and so on. And it helps, here's a little trick that you can use to make yourself feel better, that every time you put in a request for something, add to the end of it that your request should come in a healthy, peaceful, and joyous way. This is something that I still do. For example, when I was selling my house, I wanted a buyer for my house. Why? Because that will mean money, and money is freedom. For freedom. That's why I want a buyer. I want a buyer for freedom. But just to make sure, I would add to the end of my request that I would like a buyer for my house in a healthy, peaceful, and joyous way. You know, I don't really want a buyer that's going to be a pain in the butt. I want someone who's going to make this whole process easy. So let's have this in a healthy, peaceful, and joyous way. And that's something you can add to the end of absolutely any request you want to throw out there in a healthy, peaceful, and joyous way. Because remember, you get to define not only what you want in your life, but how it's going to show up. So healthy, peaceful, and joyous, or whatever series of words you want to choose to define how you want this to come into your life. Be specific about that, and that can really help abate that fear as well, because you don't want fear becoming part of your process, right? So remember that requests that forward your purpose are most quickly and easily granted. So if you're in doubt about what to ask for, you can always just try asking for that which forwards my purpose in a healthy, peaceful, and joyous way. And this is great because it's hard to attach a negative emotion to that. So this is here's a little secret for you. This is a generic manifestation request that you can use anytime that will always have a positive result and will always come quickly. Just ask for that which forwards my purpose in a healthy, peaceful, and joyous way. that which forwards my purpose in a healthy, peaceful, and joyous way. Ask for that. But most of all, dive in and give it a try. The more you practice, the more your confidence will grow. This is just a skill set that you're building. What a great question. Thank you for that question. So that's it's pretty common to have these kinds of fears when you first get going, but just dive in and give it a try. All right, our second audience question today, because we have time and it's a short answer. I get this is all the time. Oh my God. If you don't do marketing and sales, how do you get consulting clients? And so this always comes from, inevitably, from somebody who works in marketing and sales and is trying to sell me marketing and sales services, I swear. So I actually love this question. And at least once a month, someone will marvel at the fact that I do not actively advertise. I do not reach out to potential businesses and consulting clients with some kind of like a sales funnel. I don't do any of that. The idea that clients might just come to you can be very foreign. You know, these concepts of sales funnels and internet marketing and social media advertising and prospecting, you know, is so tightly sewn into the fabric of our business culture. But it's more of a straitjacket than a nice, comfortable, relaxed outfit. So if you actually enjoy that stuff, sales funnels and marketing and oh my gosh, I don't like that stuff. But if you do, then I applaud you. Your skills will be in high demand. But I actually really, really, really do not enjoy that stuff. I've studied it and I have failed to grasp it and it sucks the life out of me. Why? Because it's wrong for me. And that's okay. It's right for some people, it's wrong for me. So I had to find another way. And now joyously, as you hit stage 10 and 11, you become well-versed in consciousness, purpose, designing your ideal life. You can leave sales and marketing behind if you don't like it. If you do like it, awesome, go do it. But if you don't like it, you can leave it behind. So I don't do advertising and sales. I don't have ClickFunnels. I don't have any some kind of a sales process that's happening. I don't have people reaching out to companies going, hey, you need to call Catherine and book her to come speak or anything like that. I don't have any of that. Because it's just not right for me. It feels very, very wrong for me. And you have to admit when something doesn't feel right for you. So I don't do advertising and sales because, one, I don't enjoy it. And two, I'm not looking for clients. Clients are looking for me. I'm not famous, but I don't need to be. Clients appeared because I decided the time was right. They appeared in exactly the numbers and the volume that I chose because I chose it that way. I want you to name any aspect of my life and ask me how I did that, and the answer is the same. First, I decided that it would be that way, and then it became that way. There is focused meditative effort in the middle. Sometimes a lot, sometimes just a single session. So if these types of methods are not working for you yet, that's okay. You will get there. And as you progress through the stages, your efforts to design and manifest the life that you want in every aspect will become more and more effective. Absolutely anyone can get there. I am not special in this regard. You can get there too. I got there out of absolute necessity, out of absolute loathing of all sales and marketing. I absolutely hate it. It just, oh my God, it so clashes with my inner being. It just, it depresses me and sucks the life out of me. So I had to find another way. And therefore I did. So what I do now is I just make a decision. But I make a decision, and we're going to talk about this later in some discussion of the difference between a human consciousness, you know, the neocortex consciousness, subconsciousness in the limbic brain, and the one consciousness or the divine consciousness, and how to access that, and the differences between manifesting between the three. We're going to be getting to that in the coming episodes. But it's just that simple. I decided it would be. And so it is. And you can get there too. So let that just be food for thought and a little appetizer for what's coming in the episodes ahead. And as always, click the link in the show notes. Send me a note. Let me know what's going on in your world. Let me know how I can help. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.